Welcome back to Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Our guest today is Fred Hunter with Absolutely Alabama, and I am so excited to talk to you, Fred. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Malia. It's like talking to an old friend. I think you and I have worked together on a number of occasions over the years with the Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, so I'm flattered that I was invited.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, I was going to say, we go way back to when we launched the Waterfall Trail. You remember that at DeSoto Falls?
I absolutely do. Our friend John Dersham up there in the waterfalls of North Alabama. I'll tell you a quick aside about that, Malia. A couple weeks after that story aired, I was down in Dothan, and a lady down there said, I saw the story you did on the waterfalls. And she said, I never knew we had waterfalls in Alabama. I said, good Lord. I said, how long have you lived in Dothan? She said, all my life. I said, well, we got to get you north of Montgomery at some point. But then 2 weeks later, I'd done a story with the lifeguards down at Orange Beach. And a lady from Huntsville said, I saw that story you did with the lifeguards. I didn't know we had such beautiful beaches in Alabama. I asked her the same question. How long have you lived in Huntsville? Well, all my life. Well, we got to get you south of Montgomery at some point.
Right.
So I'm glad that you and I have had occasion to hopefully expose some folks to the wonders of particularly North Alabama in your case.
That's right. That's right. Our whole state is beautiful for sure. Well, let's jump right in. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Fred.
Well, Malia, you know, they say that if you'll get out of the way, generally speaking, there's a plan for your life. Now, at the time, you don't always know what that plan is. And, the Lord has funny ways of answering prayers. And so when I was a kid growing up, I was born in Fort Payne, first of all, in DeKalb County, of course, in northeast Alabama. When I was 5 years old, we moved to Jasper. When I was in first grade, we moved to Clayton down in Barber County. Then we moved to Opp in Covington County down on the Alabama-Florida line. And then we moved to Etowah in Etowah County, again in northeast Alabama. We moved back to Opp, and then we moved back to North Alabama when I was in 10th grade to Fife, a little town up on Sand Mountain that you're familiar with as well.
Yeah.
So I finished high school at Fife up on Sand Mountain. And so I lived in a lot of places. And at the time, you think it's terrible, Malia, because you think, gosh, you're always the new kid growing up in school and you got to leave your buddies and you know, everybody behind and the things you know. But then you fast forward some years later and you see that all that was preparing you for doing a story about the people that are all over the state. So with the exception of Northwest Alabama, Sheffield, Tuscumbia, Muscle Shoals, that area, Florence, I've lived in every corner of Alabama for some period of time. So all my growing up years, when I thought it was the most terrible thing in the world to have to be moving around, the good Lord was just preparing me for what became the work that has been the most gratifying to me in all my years in broadcasting. So that kind of gives you the thumbnail of where I was and where I've been.
Yeah, that is so cool. And that is a really good segue into talking about Absolutely Alabama, because I'm sitting here thinking, oh my goodness, you are absolutely Alabama because you've been to all of these places all over. So how did you get started doing that show?
Well, there's certain irony out there, I guess, Malia, in that Absolutely Alabama started as a series called Positively Texas. Oh. I was working as a meteorologist. As you know, I'm also a weatherman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working as a meteorologist at KTBC in Austin. And the general manager and the news director called me into the office. I'd only been there a few weeks. And I've shared before, I thought I'd had a shorter career in Texas than Davy Crockett did. But it turned out they wanted me to do something else in addition to the weather. They said, we get so many cards, so many letters, so many phone calls. All you ever do is do the negative stories. And we're going to start a series and we're going to call it Positively Texas. And that's all we're going to do is positive stories. And we want you to do that. Well, I did that for 3 years. And of course, as you know, my home's in Alabama. I'm not just from Alabama, but I'm of Alabama. So an opportunity came back in Birmingham an opening for a meteorologist. I applied for it. I attached a representative sample of my Positively Texas stories to that. And I got a phone call from the news director, and her name was Peggy Carpenter. And Peggy said, I'm going to fly you in for an interview. So I flew in, and Peggy called me in her office, and she said, you're going to come back here. This was the interview. You're going to come back here. You're going to be my weekend weatherman, and you're going to produce a story, and we're going to call it Absolutely Alabama. You start in 2 weeks. Do you have any questions? No, ma'am. That's the shortest interview I know of that I've ever had. And as I said, sometimes there's a plan for your life, just like there was for me moving around. Well, I believe firmly, Malia, that Peggy Carpenter was placed in my path, because Peggy Carpenter was born and raised in Buffalo Gap, Texas. So she saw that Positively Texas, that's what she identified with. Yeah. So it wasn't my meteorological acumen that got me the job in Birmingham. It was the fact that I was doing a series called Positively Texas. And with that was 26 years ago, Malia, and we started Absolutely Alabama. And we took off from there. And for over a quarter of a century, we got out and rode up and down the road and did those stories. So that's how it all started.
Wow, that is so cool. That is so neat of how that story began all the way out in Texas.
All the way in Texas, yep.
Well, I know you got to know a lot of people and a lot of places in Alabama, and of course, being from Alabama, how did your view of Alabama and its people change through the process of doing Absolutely Alabama, doing the show?
I don't think it really changed, Malia, in that I had grown up in Alabama. I think had I come from outside the state of Alabama, or maybe even only lived in one part of Alabama, like, as you know, North Alabama looks nothing like South Alabama.
Right.
And, you know, the settlement patterns for the state of Alabama were different. So much of North Alabama was settled by people coming from the Appalachians who came into North Alabama. The people in North Alabama are somewhat different than the people in South Alabama in that so much of South Alabama was settled first, and a lot more of a French influence and so forth. Mm-hmm. So there are differences. I say Alabama may be divided the wrong way. Instead of, you know, dividing it north and south, we should have divided it east and west. So North Alabama and South Alabama are two different states, because while the people are all Alabamians, they're different, and they're different in the way that their ancestry runs, and they're different in the way that they came to Alabama. But, you know, I think what surprises, I had someone tell me from Montgomery once, that they said every time, as an attorney, said, every time I see one of your stories, I go, that's in Alabama, or that person is from Alabama. The sheer, I guess, width and depth and breadth of the talent and the people in Alabama. You know, I mean, we built rockets, for goodness sakes, in Huntsville that sent men to the moon. Yeah. And, you know, the Port of Mobile, it goes back to, you know, pirate times. So, you know, our state's heritage and culture and diversity is so rich. Now, one thing I have learned is, Malia, we're not quite so homogenous in Alabama now. It used to be that people were born in Alabama, raised in Alabama, you know, their ancestry was from Alabama. But with a lot of companies coming to Alabama, the automobile industry and so forth, so many people didn't come from Alabama. They didn't even necessarily come from this country. So one of the things that I've been able to expose a lot of those folks to, and even people who've lived here all their life, like the lady in Dothan didn't know we had waterfalls, is the amount of talent. You know, you go to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame and walk through there, and people go, oh my goodness, I had no idea they were from Alabama. Right? I had no idea this originated in Alabama, for goodness sakes. You know, I had someone say one time that you can trace the roots of popular music, no matter what the genre, somehow or another, it has a root to Alabama, whether it's, you know, W.C. Handy and the blues, or Hank Williams and country music, or, you know, Elvis Presley and rock and roll. And the man who first recorded Elvis Presley was from Florence, Muscle Shoals, Tuscumbia area, Sheffield up there in northwest Alabama. So doesn't matter what genre of music it is, you can trace it. to someone from Alabama. So that's a story that I just delight in telling.
Yeah, we are a very diverse state as far as our resources, our people, everything. That's cool.
And geography. Geography has so much to do with the way, you know, I mean, you can go to Tuscaloosa and go down to the Black Warrior River, go down with your scuba diving gear, and you can actually see where the geography of the state changes. It goes from the tail end of the Appalachians there in West Alabama to the coastal plain, and literally the bottom of the river turns from rock to sand, and that takes you into it. And, you know, the beautiful white sand beaches, I had a park ranger, at DeSoto State Park say, you know, because the water flows over the beautiful rocks there in North Alabama and flows all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, the reason that we have such beautiful white sand beaches there is the beautiful rocks formations that we have that the water flows over in North Alabama. So he says, on behalf of the people in North Alabama, you people at the beach, you're welcome for your white beaches. So the geography really ties people together. And that's a big part of the story of the state of Alabama as well.
Yeah. Well, I know you've also covered a wide variety of topics. What would you say is the main benefit you strove to deliver your audience through the show?
That Alabama was so diverse, and that you know, there are people in this state, people that, you know, I mentioned W.C. Handy, you know, you mentioned Hank Williams. People know those names, but there are people, I guess you call them little people, in every corner of the state.
Yeah.
And just the amount of talent and creativity, people that you've never heard of, that is just amazing to me. And that's what I've tried to expose the people of Alabama to, is that, and Malia, this is my little sermon that I preach. You know, I say, where'd you go on vacation last year? You know, did you go to Florida to the beach, or did you go and spend your money at Gulf Shores and Orange Beach? Because I defy you to find more beautiful beaches in the world than you'll find at our Gulf beaches.
Right.
And by the same token, I say, where did you go last fall when the leaves were turning? You know, did you go to Cherokee, North Carolina, or Gatlinburg? Nothing against those places. They're beautiful. Or did you go down Lookout Mountain Parkway at the end of October and the beginning of November through DeSoto State Park? Try to find a more beautiful drive in the country than you'll find right up there on Lookout Mountain. You can't do it. It's absolutely breathtaking. So we have so much diverse. And you know, there's just little places that you don't think about, Malia. You can go to Montgomery, our state capital, and the ladies there with the Montgomery Historical Society say it's amazing how many people in our state have never been inside their own state capital. And it's there for you. You know, go see your own state capital, and you can walk across the street, and there's the first White House of the Confederacy. And then you can walk down the street, and there is the Civil Rights Museum where the Freedom Riders came. So you can literally, just within about a 3 or 4 block radius, walk from the Civil War to civil rights and never leave downtown Montgomery. That's just one example I can think of how much history you can cover. And like I say, people have never seen their own state capital. So to answer your question, is what I've tried to do is say, hey, get out and see your own state.
That's so neat. Well, now, if you were to create the perfect road trip for getting out to sea in North Alabama, based on your travels and living there and everything, what would be on your list and why? So what's your perfect road trip in North Alabama?
Well, you know, I'm going to be a little prejudiced, I guess, but I'll try to fight against that, because I was born in DeKalb County, in northeast Alabama, and then graduated from high school after my sojourns in South Alabama. So I'll end there, but I'll start. To me, Malia, you could start from northwest and go south. You know, you start in, I've mentioned this a couple of times, that Sheffield, Tuscumbia, Muscle Shoals, Florence area. My goodness, one of, if not the most famous women in history, Helen Keller. You can go and visit her home right there. And I mentioned the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. You know, if you, probably one of the stories I've done that people have said, where was that place? It's the Rattlesnake Saloon.
Oh, yeah.
Up there, you know, which is just down the road from, curiously enough, and you've talked about intent here, the Coondog Cemetery. And yeah. I went to see the movie Sweet Home Alabama, which was filmed in part, at least, down in Greenville and in Eufaula. In the movie, they show these two main characters, and they're in the Coondog Cemetery, except they're Spanish moss hanging from the trees. And I said, I don't know where they are, but there is no Spanish moss in Northwest Alabama. No. So I did that story on the Coondog Cemetery. And for people who don't know, Malia, it is the only cemetery in the world dedicated entirely to coondogs.
Oh, wow.
So I'd start in Northwest Alabama. You can come across, and I'm leaving tons of stuff out, you know, come across to Coleman. And I always tell people, with Coleman County and Blount County, to me, they're just, and again, you know, I'm a DeKalb County native, but those are two of the most beautiful counties. Just drive through the county and see everything that's there. And the other thing, you know, there's a place in Coleman called the Ave Maria Grotto that is Little Jerusalem in miniature, and just the story of how the Ave Maria Grotto came to be is just a walk through history. And you know, you've got this Catholic monastery there just in the middle of Protestant Coleman County. So people, I think, are surprised by the fact that there's this beautiful monastery there and this grotto there. And so go there at Christmas. They light it up for Christmas, and my goodness.
Pretty.
And then, you know, go to, you can't go without going to the Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville.
Yeah.
And the Space and Rocket Center is just, you know, you go, wow, this is where they built the rocket that sent men to the moon. Mm-hmm. And then I've already mentioned Northeast Alabama, of course, and we haven't even stopped to eat on our imaginary trip here, Malia. So that's a whole other episode that you and I can get into sometimes. People say, you know, where's your favorite place to eat? Oh, my goodness. That's like asking which one of your children you like the best. There is no answer. But I have had some fine barbecue in Blount County. I will say that. And I've eaten at some great restaurants all over North Alabama. And there's just no end to that. So there's things to see. And if you don't want to do anything but just go for a walk in the woods, go out there to, you know, Little River Canyon and DeSoto State Park and Little River National Wildlife Preserve. They're all there. And, you know, they're your state parks. Go see them.
I think that should be our next episode. It should be, we should tackle your favorite restaurants. And I think we maybe need to make it like a real road trip instead of an imaginary road trip and go sample these places. What do you think?
I think that's an excellent, excellent idea, Malia. And we have a broader spectrum of food offerings than a lot of people think, but you'd have to put, you know, you and I don't necessarily share a commonality when it comes to our favorite college team that we support, but we probably could find some, you know, I tell people there's three things you really can't get some people to agree on. One of them's which football team they prefer. Another one's their religion. And another one is which place has the best barbecue. I did a series on barbecue once, Malia, and it was a 6-part series. Okay.
Wow.
I got done with that series several years ago, and my mother called me and said, why didn't you do this place? When you can't please your own mama with the stories you're doing, it's difficult to please people, because doing stories on barbecue, Malia, is kind of like being a trial lawyer. Every time you make a friend, you make an enemy. So a lot of people will agree with you. Yeah, that's the best barbecue in Alabama. And a lot of people will say, no, there's a better place than that 2 miles down the road. So we'll have our cholesterol check before and after our next
and
road
after,
trip.
And then we'll have to go on some sort of fast after.
I'll lead dear guidance on that. I'll let you guide me through that, Malia.
Well, I so appreciate you being here with me today. And I think if people want to follow you, they need to follow you to know all the best places in Alabama. So tell them where they can find you on social media.
Well, Absolutely Alabama on Facebook. And I also have a Fred Hunter Facebook site, and I have an Absolutely Alabama Facebook site, as well as an Absolutely Alabama Twitter account. And I have an Instagram account that's @Fox6FredHunter.
Okay.
So you If you can't find me, you're not looking very hard.
Well, I think that's a good place to start on knowing some of these places to go. So
okay, all right, that sounds.
Give him a follow, everyone. And our social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.